If Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn had his way, Illinois voters would be able to do what California voters can do, put propositions on the ballot with the power to change state law, and even remove elected officials from office. Those are two reasons Quinn brought up in support of holding a constitutional convention during a recent debate on the issue at the University of Illinois Urbana campus.
I think if we adopted initiative, referendum, and recall, even at a limited level, let's say we had an ethics initiative in Illinois where we could put strong, tough ethics standards into our Constitution, then maybe people in Illinois wouldn't wake up every day and read the newspaper about some politician from our state either going to jail or coming home from jail.
Quinn also wants to change the Constitution to overhaul the state property tax and the way legislative districts are drawn in Illinois. So does John Bambanek, who says the fact that he and Quinn belong to different political parties makes little difference in the Con-Con debate. Bambanek is a Champaign resident who co-founded the Illinois Citizens Coalition to promote a new constitutional convention. He says Con-Con supporters span the political spectrum.
Republicans, Democrats, moderates, Greens, Libertarians, we all generally agree on what we want in our Constitution and what we don't. It's a surprising amount of consensus as I've gone around the state. And, you know, it's not unknown that I'm a pretty conservative Republican, but I can walk in a room with progressives and they agree with what I say and say, yeah, those great ideas. We all agreed. Let's do it.
But where Con-Con supporters see a chance to fix state government, opponents fear a constitutional convention could just make things worse. Many of these opponents agree that Illinois government isn't working well right now. They support at least some of the changes that Bambanek and Quinn advocate. Former Governor Jim Edgar, for instance, favors an education funding shift that lowers property taxes. But he's worried about what other changes might come through a constitutional convention.
We now have more extremes, both to right and left, and if those groups would get control of the convention, heaven knows what kind of constitution they would come back with. I think the current constitution's working very well. I don't think it's worth the risk. I think the problem is who we're electing on Election Day. And that's what people ought to concentrate on.
Some Con-Con opponents fear for the safety of state pension systems covering state employees and teachers. They argue that convention delegates may remove language in the current Illinois Constitution that protects benefits from being diminished or impaired. That charge was made by the state teachers' retirement system in its latest newsletter. The system's board is on record opposing a constitutional convention. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn contends such changes would never go through because the federal constitution forbids states from passing laws impairing the obligation of contracts, language which covers government pension plans.
The federal constitution, our United States Constitution, protects the pensions of every single person, public employee. That's a contract that can't be broken. My mother is 91 years old. She worked in a school district for over 33 years. Her pension is safe and sound.
Con-Con opponents also argue that while a constitutional convention might do too much, it could also do too little, taking up months or years during which amendments to the Constitution by other means would be blocked. But Con-Con supporters say those other means don't really exist, that it's been 16 years since the legislature last gave the voters a constitutional amendment to consider. They say they trust the people to elect responsible delegates, who will draw up a new Illinois Constitution with limited but needed changes. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.